one side of Eretz Yisrael, there's like high rocky mountains there. Like Tsuma means a rock, Tsuma the Tsur, a mountain of rocks on one side that gives it a shame, Mechitza on one side. Like you have picture here 42, on page 51. Picture 42, Ovaita, Umachtona, the Geder Mehagisa. And on the other side, like in picture 43, you have like a little ditch that goes down Dalat Tvachim, and Rashi says it's wide, it goes down Yutvachim, and it's wide Dalat Tvachim. So it has the same, also a shame Rishusa Yachid there. So the Mela, that lies like a Mechitza. So the Kitza, you have like Mechitzas going around the whole Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, inside can't be a Rishusa Rabbin. And Rashi says, Umachtona means Moirid Charitz Omuk, there's a deep ditch. Yutvachim, it goes down Yutvachim. Verochiv Dalad, and it's wide Dalad. Some of Eretz Yisrael, around Eretz Yisrael, Mida Gisa. The heavy law mechitza applies like a mechitza. On he the osla to tulu midrabbonin, and even though midrabbonin maybe it's also not a good, it's not a good mechitza midrabbonin. Me olav rishus rabim diraisi, but I call upon him midiraisi. Though it's a svar that I can't be rishus rabim inside it. Lechiyuvi alei. That's what Rav Dimi wanted to say in the name of Rav Yechanan. Now that's the reason why it's not called a rishus rabim. So Tais asked the kasha right away. Had he must like shum Rav Yechanan gufa? Could he ask the steer in Rav Yechanan? The Yom Liel before Rabbi Yechanan said the Moli Dasa said Nulas Balaylo Chayov Mila Meshus Rabin. Rabbi Yechanan said, if not for the fact that they have a door and close the doors at night to the entrance of the territory of Yerushalayim, it would be a Rishus Rabin. So you see, Yerushalayim could be a Rishus Rabin. So you see, these mechitzas going all around are not called good mechitzas. So Tzayi says, V'shem Hosam Hevi Alibud Rabbi Yehuda Yista the Yosar Rabin Vata Mechitz Vochi Alibud Rabbonin. Maybe Rav Yechon is saying that the Alibud Rav Yehuda that holds the Rabbim is Mavata Mechitzis. But maybe here Rav Yechon is saying Alibud Rabbonin that Lo Yosu Rabbim Mavata Mechitzis. So if the Rabbim do not come to Mavata Mechitzis, since you have a Mechitzis all around Eretz Yisrael, you have like the Sum of the Tzur on one side and this other ditch around the other side, so it's surrounded by four Mechitzis, that's why it's not a Rishus Rabbim Midiraisa. Fred Gemara Ibazoi, Bovel, Nami makiv lei pras mahachisa v'dignus mahachisa. Hey, Bovel also has these rivers all around it, and there's also Mestama side bank which has mechitzas all around it. So Bovel should also be a rishus ayochiden. And vaita the kula yalma nami, the whole world also should not be a rishus arabim. Why? V'al makiv ukainis. You have the oceans going all around the whole world. So since you have the oceans going all around the whole world, so when it goes down, it should be like a mechitza. So they have mechitzas around the whole world. So Elamai, that can't be the reason why Eretz Yisrael is not called the Rishus Rabin. As obviously these mechitzas do not help to make it Ois Rishus Rabin. Now the Gemara doesn't say a clear reason why not. So Tosis speaks out in the middle of Tosis with Duma Milos Moredis. Tosis says the Tamil Rabbon and Eretz Yisrael Tassu Rishus Yochanan they sum the tour but started together with Bobo Nami. Yeah. So Tais answers, "V'yesh loymar the mechitza sheino asuya b'day yodom lechashiva mechitza kuli hay." That if you have a mechitza that wasn't made b'day yodom, like here these rocks, these mountains, or these ditches that wasn't made b'day yodom, that's the way it was from the made breishis. Or b'zoy, these mechitzas are not good mechitzas; they're not so choshiva mechitzas. Melov yafilu rabbanu moidi the osir rabbi mavatla mechitza. It's even though they have a shame mechitza, and avada, if it wouldn't be for the fact that the rabbim walked through it, it would be rishus yochid. But such mechitzas that weren't made b'day adam, they're only made b'day shemayim. Those mechitzas do not help to stop the rabbim from walking through it, and you shouldn't say the rabbim does not break the mechitzas. But here the rabbanon amoidam that also rabbim movato mechitzas. Therefore, since these rocks and since these ditches were made b'day shemayim, when the rabbim walked through them, the rabbim zicha break the mechitzas, and therefore it's shever. Why do you say Eretz Yisrael can't be a rishus rabbim? Why not? Even though it has mechitzas all around it, but these are very shvacher mechitzas, that have had the rabbim come and break the mechitzas. So why can't it be a rishus rabbim? So it's shvik shever. What do you mean to say it doesn't have a din rishus rabbim in Eretz Yisrael? And for the Gemara, Dilma Mailois Umardois Ka'akamrit. Maybe you meant to say the aliyahs, the places that go up and the places that go down in Eretz Yisrael, those places don't have a shame Rishus Rabin. In other words, like a mountain area in Eretz Yisrael, or a place that goes down in Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't have a shame Rishus Rabin. Like Rashi says, Mailas u'meredes shabua kamrit, shein chayov maleim mishum Rishus Rabin, t'lanicha d'risa d'tu, v'hevi Rishus Rabin. it's not nicha the rabbim to walk through it because it's too high to walk up or it's too low to walk down. So the rabbim don't use these areas. So since the rabbim does not use this area, therefore these areas do not have a shem with shus rabbim. But in echnami avadi in Eretz Yisrael, it's possible to have a din of rishus rabbim. Omalei, so he answered back, kar kafno chazis el reishcha bein amudei. Akiyam Rabbi Yechon lehoshmaitato. As Rabbi Yechon said, this memory I saw kakafta, Rashi said, like an odim choshev, like a head. In other words, I saw an odim choshev here when you said over this halacha. Like Tosfos says, it means say, reishcha hainu rabba, show your rabba shall abayim. Vevi kumoi reshecha bekriri. In other words, he saw a choshev person rabba that said over this shmaitato, not he's saying over good svara. That the high places and the low places in Eretz Yisrael, these places, since it's not nicha tashmishke, it's not easy for people to walk through them or on them, these are not called a rishus rabbin. And the Ritva says, the pshat for kakafna is that it's like also, it's a lashon sachas, he's saying a nice lashon here. In other words, you said such a good pshat here, so it's kumdumli, it's as if that you were there in the Beis Medrash, pshat Shab Yechinen said over this memory. Yeah, so the more item. Itmanami, we also learned like this. Kiyosi Ravin, Omer Rabbi Yechinen. V'yamrilo, some say, Omer Rabbi Avuha, Omer Rabbi Yechinen. That Mailois, Umorodois, Sheberot Yisrael. The high places like a hill, or else a low place, a deep valley, Sheberot Yisrael, that's an Eretz Yisrael, is Ein Chayova Malaya Mishum Rishus Rabin. If you carry in these places, there's no Issa Diraisa, that's not called Rishus Rabin Midiraisa. Why? If the Bryce here says, Lefi She'enon Kedigle Midbar, because it wasn't like the Midbar, the way the Yidden went through in the Midbar. Like Rashi says, in the Midbar, everything was flat. Rashi says, She'enon Kedigle Midbar, the Eretz Chaloka Hoysa, She'onon Meshavi Hoysa, that was the nest, that the Onan went in front of the Yidden, and it was Meshavi, any high place, it made it smooth, and any low place, it picked it up. So in the Digle Midbar, by the Rishus Rabbim, in the Midbar, it was all flat land. So therefore, the high hills and the low places in Eretz Yisrael doesn't have a shame Rishus Rabbim. We'll see later in the Gemara why Dafka in Eretz Yisrael is this way. Because there should be a Yisrael any place. Any place is hard for the Rabbim to walk there, it's not called the Rishus Rabbim. We'll see later why it's Dafka in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara, Boi Minei Rochva Merova. It's Rochva Efter Shailah from Rova. Here again, boi minei rochva merova. Rochva efter shiloh and rova. Tail hamislakit asoro mitoichabo. If you have a tail, that's a little hill, that's going upwards, that reached a height of 10 tfachim off the ground, mitoich arbo. In the length of dal damis, it went high a dalid tfachim. This is called already a mechitza, and on top of this tail, on top of this hill, it has a shem rishus hayochid for Shabbos. Now here the shailah is v'rabim boikim boy, and let's say the rabim, the rishus rabim, goes over this hill. That a rabim are walking up this hill, is alocha chayovim olov mishum rishus rabim oy ein chayovim olov. This is the shailah. Do we say since the rabim, like the rishus rabim, is walking up this hill, the rabim come and break the mechitza? It doesn't have a shem rishus yochid on top. Or do we say here no? Since it's a steep hill, so it's pretty hard to go up there. Here we do not say osi rabim muvatlo mechitzas. Even though the rabim are walking up this hill, the rabim do not break the mechitza, and it's still considered the rishus yochid on top. So the Gemara like this: Aliba the rabbonin, according to the rabbonin of our mishnah loyti boilach. L'chur there's no shayla according to the rabbonin loyti boilach. Hashtag as a kavuchayma. Umahos maduch in our mishnah denicha tash mishtei. We're talking about you have this pasti birois. In the Rishus Rabin. Mamash a flat Rishus Rabin, like in the middle of a Wilshire. You'll have a bore there, and you want to schlep the water up. So you put this Dalad Diyumdin, these four L shapes, Amar by an Amar, at the four corners, and you're going to make it for Rishus Yochid inside. Even though the Rabin, Mamash, walk in between the Pasib Rois, still the Rabbonin and the Mishnah say, Amri, Rabbonin, that Loi Osa Rabin, Umavat the Lo Mechitzosam, that the Rabin walking through does not break the Mechitzis. So Abazoi Hocho. In our case here, we have a tail, we have this little hill going up. The loy nicha tashmishtei, it's not so easy and nice for the rabbin to walk up the hill. It's not so smooth. It's hard to walk up. Le kol shchein, avada that the rabbin walking up, cannot break these mechitzas. So Avada on top of the tail is still considered Rishus HaYochid for Shabbos, and you don't say the Rabban breaks the mechitzas. That's according to the Rabbonim. Is the Chur Kiti Boy Lo, who do you want to ask your shayla according to? Ali Bid Rabbi Yehuda. You have a shayla according to Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. That what? Ma Hosam Hu. Ali Bid Rabbi Yehuda Ma. You have clear shayla according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's going to be the Locha? Hosam Hu. In our Mishnah by Pasi Broyes. Maybe there Rabbi Yehuda says, when the Rabbim walks through the Pasi Broyes, they like break the Mechitzis. You're not allowed to carry inside. It's not called Rishus HaYochid anymore. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says, Yisalkenu, you're supposed to pick up the four diyumdin and like find another bor or make it on the side of the Rishus Rabbim. Why? We're talking about a plain, flat ground that the Rabbim walks through very nicely. So there, if the Rabbim walks through the Pasib Royas of Yehuda holds, the cloud that Osir Rabbim Movat Lulam Mechitza. It's not called the good Rishus Yochid anymore. Here it's a shayla. Here, going up this hill, it's not so easy and smooth to walk up there. So maybe here, lo yosir rabim umuvat lemechitzosa. Maybe here, if you do be moida, that the rabim cannot break the mechitzis. Or do maybe no, loishno, or maybe no, still there's no difference. Even gefort, when the rabim walk up there, even though it's not so easy to walk up there, still we say as far as rabim umuvat lemechitzis. That's the shayla. Omalei. So this shayla was Rach be'es from Rova. So Rova answered him back, Omilei Chayovin, you should know the Rabbim walking up this hill breaks the Mechitza. And on top is considered the Rishus Rabbim. It's not called the Rishus Yochid. So Mele Rach be'es back to shayla. V'yafilu oilem le b'chevel. What about if it's so steep to go up this hill that you can't walk like this? You have to hold on to a string, like you have to have a railing there. Hold on to a string to walk up there. And still, if the Rabbim walks up there, do you say it breaks the mechitza? Or Malay Ravi answered back, yes, in. It breaks, still breaks the mechitza. As long as the Rabbim used this to walk up this hill, the Rabbim going through it breaks the mechitza. Even as mamash a steep hill, that base moron is always a moshel, that you have to go one by one. It's a small, it's a very narrow road going up a hill, a high hill. It's so scary to go up there. So you go one by one. Even such a place, is it also called like the Rabbim going through breaks the Mechitza? Omalayin, he answered back, yes, even a place like this. So even though Luchura Beis Murin is a narrow place, Luchura doesn't have Tezvav Hamas wide, so the Mepharshim said, the Pshat is the Akoponim on top of the tail, it's Gevoya Tezainama. So this is the road to go up there, still it's considered Rishus Rabbim walking up there, and they break the Mechitzas. Like you have the picture book, page 52, you have picture 45, that's the tail. Picture 46, that's the walking up the mountain, holding on to a chevel. And picture 47, that's the Milas Beis Moron. You see, even though you have to walk one by one to get up there, still, since the Rabbim used this road to get up there, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we would say, Oser Rabbim Ovat Lo Mechitza. The Rabbim walking up here would break the Mechitzas. That's what Rava answered back. Even though it's not so Nichat HaShmishtei, it's hard to walk up there, still the Rabbim come and break Mechitzas. Correct, Gemara Kash, Eisivei. Is the halacha chotzer? You have a wide open chotzer. Sheharabim nichnosin lo bezu, v'yoytzim bezu. The rabbim enter it on one side. The rabbim walk through, and there's a pesach into the chotzer. And the other side of the chotzer has like a breakthrough in the wall that you can make a shortcut and go straight through it to the other rishus rabbim. Like you have in picture 48 or picture 49 that the chotzer has a pesach, an opening to it on one side, a mizruch. And on Marav side of the Chotzer, there's a hole through the wall that you can walk straight through it. So the halacha is, Rishus Rabim Lituma. Inside this Chotzer has a din Rishus Rabim Filchas Tuma. It means if you have a Sofik there, if a Sheretz touched the Truma or not, so the Klali is Sofik Tuma Rishus Rabim is Tor. So even though here it's a Chotzer, but since the Rabim people could walk through it, it's considered like Rishus Rabim Filchas Tuma, and therefore Sofik would be Tor. Avishtei Klov Rishus HaYochid LeShabbos. But you should know inside this chotzer, inside these mechitzes, it's still considered a Rishus HaYochid. Even though the Rabbim Luchura are walking through here, because the Rabbim can make a shortcut through it. So the more money, who does this price go like? Ilei Merabbonin, if you want to say it goes according to the Rabbonin, like in our Mishnah, that hold the cloud, that lo yosir Rabbim Mubat LaMechitzes, or Bezoi Hashtom, or Mahosim, Luchura, it's like Pshita, this din is Pshita. Maduch in our Mishnah, or Mahosim, Denichotash Mishtei, there through the Pasib Royis, it's a flat ground, and it's Mamash Rishus Rabbim walking through it. Still we say, Amir Rabbonin, the Rabbonin say, Lo yosu rabim umuvatle mechitzoso, the rabim coming through does not break the mechitzis of a zayhocho. Well, you have this chotzer where it wasn't really a real rishos rabim going through it, because originally there was a wall on the other side. So one side tank has an entrance from the rishos rabim, but the other side metchila was closed. Just now there's a piritza that came through in the wall, and the piritza even isn't even mamish to the bottom of the ground. There's still some gifufin, some part of the mechitzah is still there. So the kid says, it's not nichotash mishnah, it's not so easy for the rabbin to go through. Is le kol shchein? Is le chur avada navada? The rabbin do not break this mechitzah. So chur, what's the chiddush? Le chur pshita. Like Rashi says, le nichotash mishnah le rabbin, le drisas. It's not so easy for the rabbin to walk through here. Shab sochim kitzorim. Eshin, the Pesach is very short. It's not such a wide Pesach. It's not 15 amas wide. Hu adin v'gidudim yesh b'yaskufon. There's some bottom mechitza left over yet, like in the picture 48 and 49. Upshitad le mevat le v'kiyas rabin le mechitzais. Or was they avada, even though the rabin could walk through from one side of the chotzer to the other side of the chotzer, still the rabin would not be mevat le mechitza. So according to the rabbon, it's a pshita. Like, what do we have to have this din for? Say, ela mai, ela la, Reb Yudhi. Chur, you have to say this braisa goes according to Reb Yehuda. So Chur, you have a raya according to Reb Yehuda. That when does Reb Yehuda say in the Mishnah the Rabbim break the mechitzes? That's only mamish in the middle of a good rishus Rabbim, where it's nichotash mishtei. But here, where it's not so easy for the Rabbim to go through, this is not called the good bekiyas Rabbim. It doesn't break the mechitzes. So this will be kash and rova. Chur, even cases before, by malas beis moron, by going up high, one by one, it's not so easy to go up. Avada, such a Rabbim would not be mevatel the mechitzes. So the Gemara loy, Demasin is no rai from here. Liyela matei goes according to the Rabbanon here. Or is that the kashra is the chur pshita that the Rabban does not break these mechitzes? For Rishus Rabban l'tumah itzvichlei. I'll be mad for you. The chiddush here is that it's considered the Rishus Rabban for Hilchus Tumah. Even though really it's a chotzer, it's a Rishus Yochas for Hilchus Shabbos. But since Lamaitzli you do find a few people in this chotzer, it's not called the Mokim Yichud. Because the loch is, about Tumah we learn out from Saita. Saita alamol is you have a Mokim Yichud. It's only for two people. Once you have three people there, it's not a mokim yichud. So Mela, any time you have a few people in the chotzer, it's considered for Hilchos Tumah a din rishus rabin. That's the chiddush of his braisa. But then Echnami, the second part that it has a shame rishus hayochas Hilchos Shabbos, I'll tell you that's pshita, and that there's no chiddush. So the Maror Shema, come, I'll bring you another raya to the shaila. According to Rabbi Yehuda, do we say the rabin could break the mechitzis even though it's a shvachera tashmish? It's very hard for the rabin to use it. What's the halacha? Mavoyis hamufaloshes beboyris. If you have a mavoy in alleyway that's opened up on both sides, the havimener is it's in a bor. The mavoy is in a bor, in a pit. Real specific the moros rosin cave is halacha rishus hayochid the Shabbos. The mavoy has a shame rishus hayochid. It's mustamer has a tzuras pesach on one side and alechi yokayr on the other side. Rishus harabim l'tuma. But again, for Hilchos Tumah, since the Rabbim go through there, it's considered Rishus Rabbim, and if you have a Sofik, if the Sheretz touch the Truma or not, Minas Sofik will become Tommy. Now, Chet Gemara, Beboiris Lakadaitich, is it possible to have a Movi that's in a Bor? Like, how do you have a Movi in a Bor? A Bor is not a Movi. A Movi means the alleyway. You go out from your house into the Chotzer, into Rishus Rabbim, through the Movi. You can't be in a Bor. Ella, the Pshat is Leboiris. That means at the entrance to the Movi, there was a Bor, like you have in picture 50. The entrance to the Mavi, there was a bor there. Still the din is, Rishus HaYochid the Shabbos, that in this Mavi is considered the Rishus HaYochid. Even though both sides of the Mavi are opened up into Rishus HaRabim, so there is a Bekiyas HaRabim, the Rabim are walking through this Mavi, still we do not say this Rabim breaks the Mechitzis. Is why not? Is Rishus HaYochid the Shabbos, we'll see why, for Rishus HaRabim the Tumah. But the Rishus Tumah again is considered Rishus HaRabim, that Sofik Tumah is Tumah. Is the chur again, the kasher is money. Who does this braisa go like? Ilei me rabbonin, if you want to tell me it goes according to the rabbonin, that even though the rabbim walked through, the rabbim do not break the tzuras ha-pesach, you have at that entrance of the mavui, of the zoi hashter mahos ha-maduch in al-mishnah, the niuchatash mishtei, by the pasvi b'royis, where it's very easy for the rabbim to walk through. Amri, still, they say the rabbonin, loy os rabbim movat lo, that the rabbim walking through does not break the mechitzes, of the zoi hocham. Over here, by this Movi, to walk along the Bor, now Rashi's Pshat is, like in this picture, the Bor takes up most of the entrance to the Movi. So how do the Rabbim walk? They walk on the side of the Bor. They move to the Sofa, to the side. Like Rashi says, Baburis, like a day, Rashi Laburis, Sheish Bor Baroi Shei Echod, Uvisofa Achas Ksorah Mahalchin Shom Achoivim. They walk along the side of the bor. They don't like to walk inside the bor. So it's hard for the rabbin to squeeze themselves to walk on the side of the bor. See here, where it's lo nichatash mishtei, like koshchen, churitz pshita, navada, the rabbin do not break these mechitzes. So what's the chiddush here? Tosis learns, vice tosis, that the rabbin even walk inside the bor. They walk down. But that's also not nichatash mishtei. That's the kasha. The churitz pshita, according to the rabbonin, this movi is muti, it's called the rishus yachid if it has a tzuras pesach. Even though the rabbin walked through, because it's not easy for the rabbin to walk through. Elolah Rabbi Yehudi, lechur, this bryce has to go according to Rabbi Yehuda. So again, we have a right according to Rabbonin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, where it's lo nichatash mishti, it's not so easy to walk through it, we do not say the rabbin breaks the mechitza. So again, it's a kasha and rova. And the Gemara, no, loy. No, there's no raya. Liyelam Rabbonin. Again, this price also goes only according to the Rabbonin. That the Rabbonin hold all of them, loy osir rabbim umovat le mechitzas. So the chiddush here again is, for Yeshus Rabbim, lutum yitzrich lay. The chiddush is that Vilchus Tumah, this is considered the Rishus Rabbim. That's the chiddush. Even though we had this chiddush already before, but it says it over again. But then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it could be that this movi would be a Rishus Rabbim, Vilchus Shabbos. Since the Rabbim used it, walked through it, even though it's hard to walk through, still the Rabbim breaks the mechitzas. The Moabite, the Toshma, come bring another raya. The halacha from Shvilei Beis Gilgal. You have this Shvilei, it's a path going up to Beis Gilgal, a place in Eretz Yisrael. Again, it's a steep path going up a hill, like you have in picture 51. Is Ukiyotzeben, any other place, a steep hill you have to go up, is Rishus HaYochid LeShabbos. For Shabbos, it's still called Rishus HaYochid. Even though the Rabbim are using this pathway to go up the hill, still the hill is called like Mechitzis, and on top is called Rishus HaYochid. For Rishus HaRabbim LeTumah. But Vilchus Tuma is called Rishus Rab, because since a few people use it, it's not called a Makom Yichud. Vaitas of the Brice of Yezehu Shvile Beis Gilgal, what is considered the Shvil of Beis Gilgal, is Amri Deber Rabbi Yanai, Kol She'en Ho'eved Yochol Litol Saw Shel Chitim, where an Eved cannot hold a saw, a measurement full of wheat, of the Yoretz Lefnei Satyot, and run in front of a policeman. In other words, it's so steep that you can't hold some chitim and run up with it. If it's a plain land, you could run. But if it's a steep hill going up, you can't run up with it. Like a picture 52 you have here. So if it gets any steep place that you can't walk up, that's called the Shvilei Beis Gilgal. And still it's considered the Rishus HaYochid on top. It's not considered the Rishus HaRabim. It's the Churamani. Who does this Brisa go like? Elay Merabonin, if you want to say it goes again according to Rabbonin, let's say what? Loy osa rabbim avat la mechitzis. But again, we have the same kavachayim, the chorus pshita. Hashta, umma hosa, ma duchinau mishna, the nichatash mishtei, where it's very easy to walk through the pasib rois. It's mamish in the middle of Rishus Rabbim. Still, Amri, Rabbon and Rabbon say, loy osa rabbim avat la mechitzosam, the rabbim does not come through and break the mechitzam. Or bezei hocha, in this case of a shvil, face Google, to la nichatash mishtei, it's not so easy to walk up the hill. It's pretty steep. You see, you can't walk so well up there. Avada, the Rabbim does not come and break the Mechitza. So now the hill itself is considered the Mechitza, that the top Mokim is called Rishus HaYochid. A Pshita is still called Rishus HaYochid. What's the Chiddush? El Amai, what do you have to say? La Rabbi Yehudi. The Chur, this Bryce has to go according to Rabbi Yehuda. And we see what? That Rabbi Yehuda is Maida, where it's Lo Nichatash Mishteh, where it's hard to walk up there, even though the Rabbim goes through, Lo Yasa Rabbim, the Rabbim do not come and break the Mechitzas. That's why it's called Rishus HaYochid. So again, this is a kasha and rova. Or Malay into the Gemara, no. Demison, there's no raya from here. I'll tell you, Shvilei Beis Gilgal Kamrit. You're telling me halacha from this case in Eretz Yisrael, which is called Shvilei Beis Gilgal, which is a nice high hill. You're telling me here it's called Rishus HaYochid. So I'll tell you, Enechanami, this taka goes according to everybody. That Rabbi Yehuda is also moida in Eretz Yisrael. Any high hill, any low place where it's hard to go, is not called the Rishus HaRabim. Why? Not because the Rabbim go there and break the Mechitzas, but for Nusvarim. Why? Because Yehoshua Oyev Yisrael Hoyev. As Yehoshua, when he first came into Eretz Yisrael, he was like the governor, he loved the Yidden, and he made Rishus HaRabim for them, the place where the Rabbim, where the highways should go through, or where should be the big Sarti, or where should be the big meeting place, where you can have the fairs there. He made like this. He was mistaken for Klai Yisrael, which roads should be the Rishus Rabin, and which big meeting place should be the Rishus Rabin. What did he do? Kol heichod enicha tashmishto, any place you had a nice flat piece of land, which is easy to walk through, Mosra the Rabin. Yeshua gave it over to the Rabin to make it into Rishus Rabin. Aber kol heicha, any place in Eretz Yisrael, to enicha tashmishto, that was hard to walk there, it's a little hard going up, or a little hard going down, in any one of these places, Masro liYochid. As Yeshua gave it over to Yochid, he made sure it was not meant for Rishus Rabin. So that's why here this Shvile Beis Gilgal is called Rishus Yochid, because in the Mitzias the Rabin did not use it. And Bekitzer, this is the Pshat before Nebi Yochanan also, that the Milus and the Moredis in Eretz Yisrael is not considered Rishus Rabin. Why? Not because we say that lo yosar rabim avat la mechitzis. Avada could be according to Rabbi Yehuda all over. Wherever the rabbim go, they break the mechitzis and they give it a din of a rishus hayochid. They give it a din of a rishus rabbim. But here we're talking about in Eretz Yisrael, that lemaisa, the mitzias was, no rabbim went through a high hill or went through a low hill. That was because Yeshua made only good flat roads to be the rishus rabbim. So any high road or any low road, you should know for sure, was not given over to the rabbin. That's why it's not called the Rishus HaRabbin. But not because the rabbin break the mechitzis. No. So b'kitzah here, you have Naraya, it's no kash according to Rava. Yeah, so Kofarim, this is the Maskanas HaGemara, that we're not Poshu the Shailais. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Poshu he holds always, the rabbin do come and break the mechitzis. And according to the Rabbonin, the rabbin never come and break the mechitzis. So he spoke out already once before. So Shaila, how we paskin alochem? The Rambam Taka paskins lekuno letechachomim in our Mishnah that we hold midiraisa koponim lo yosar rabim mavatlo mechitzis. Even though the rabbim walked through a tzuras apesach or walked through the passive royis, the rabbim do not break the mechitzis. As midiraisa, the mechitzis are still called rishus yochid. Even though midirabbonim they do break it. But here in our Mishnah, by passive royis, the rabbonim gave a special kula that it's okay. The rabbim don't break it even midirabbonim. We once spoke out that Mishnah Brura holds that this is really the Ikas Smach, why some start some cities to make an Erev around the city. Even though they only use the Tzuras HaPesach, the Churat HaShayla, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you should say, Osu Rabbim Muvat LaMechitzas, when the Rabbim walks through the Tzuras HaPesach, they break the Mechitza. Now exactly what is called the Rabbim that break the Mechitzas, Poshel Aloch, it has to be the same much Rabbim you need to make up Rishus Rabbim. Those Rabbim, if they use this road and walk through it, they break the Mechitzas. Now, what's called, how many people have to use the road to make it into Rishus Rabin? I've added it with some shittas that hold you need 600,000 people walking through there every single day. That's some shittas we're showing them. But the Ravelt of other shittas we're showing them that hold not like that. You don't need so many. No, Abi, you have a Rabin, you have a lot of people at the city use this as the main road in the city. It's also considered the Rishus Rabin, even though you don't have 600,000 people. So Zayde Mishnah Brura asked, according to this sheet, that you don't need 600,000 people, Abi, you have a Rabbim using the road, so every single city I Zayde has a Rishus Rabbim Midiraisa, so how will they say to make an Erev and to put Tzuras HaPesach all around it? Why don't we say the road that goes through the Tzuras HaPesach should break the Mechitza? So the Mishnah Brura Mola said that they are saying that the Ikar Aloch is like the Rambam Paskins, that Midiraisa loy osa Rabbim Mavat LaMechitza. Midiraisa, the Rabbim walking through the Tzuras HaPesach, does not break the Tzuras HaPesach. So therefore, Midiraisa is still called Rishus Yochid. Even though Midirabbonin, they do break it. So for the Rabbonin, you could be making with other coolers. Either then to say that it's only called the Bekiyas Rabbin, if you have Mamish 600,000 Yidin walking through every single day, and that most places you don't have. Or else you could be saying on a Delis, on a Shvachra Delis, a Shvachra Dorm, that you could close sometimes. That's why they could be nekel. There's a big tzah to be machmataka, and not to use the Erevin around big cities. Now, who I didn't in the Gemara before when it said that really the whole world should be called Rishus Yochid, since you have the oceans going around the whole world, so the question is, why aren't those mechitzas good? So he spoke out the second place which says in the bottom, place says, V'yeshleima, the mechitza sheino asuyi b'dayodim, a mechitza that's not made b'dayodim, lo'echoshev mechitza kuliha, it's not called such a good mechitza. In other words, the ocean and the big mountains, those are like the mechitzas made b'day shemayin. So even though they can make a Rishus Yochid, but they're not such good mechitzas, so he says, in such mechitzas, even the rabbanon amoidim, that when the rabbim walk through those mechitzas, they break the mechitzas. Therefore, the reason why in the whole world is not called Rishus Yochid, because you have a rabbim going over the mechitzas. The rabbim break these mechitzas. That's Tosfos Teretz. The Ritva says the Yisoid is that mechitzas, if they're so far apart that you can't see one mechitza from the other mechitza, those are not called good mechitzas. So Mela Bovel are so spread apart, you can't see one side to the other side, it's not called a good mechitza. Yeah, that's the Mishnah weiter. Echod bo harabim, ube'er harabim, ube'er ha-yochid, is oisan lehen a pasin. Hey, this is going to explain where did the Rabbanim gave this kula to use the pase brois, just to use four mechitzas on each side, the diumdim, the L shape, a'ama bayanama. The Rabbanim will make all litzerich water to serve to the behemoths of the early regolim, the dvar mitzvah. So the Tanakama holds for a bor harabim. A bor means like dead water. That means water mechunosim, that you just dug a ditch and you have water there. So if the bor belongs to rabim, it's mutter. Ube'er, that means a well running live water, that whether it belongs to the rabim or whether it belongs to a yochid, is oisin len pasin. You're allowed to make pasin to have this heter to carry the water out on top to give it in rishus a yochid. Avol a bor ha yochid, but to a ditch that belongs to a private person that has water inside, then the locher is oisin loy mechitza gvoya yutvachim. If you want to schlep the water out of the pit on top, on Shabbos, you have to make good mechitzas all around the bor. You have to make mechitzas gavoya yutvachim. Divrei Rebbe Akiva, azot Rebbe Akiva. In other words, the kula of pasei brois was not given to a bor that belongs to a yochid. And the gzeira is, because we're afraid maybe the water will dry up on Shabbos, and when the water dries up, then you have no heter to metalta like we had before. The heter of pasei brois is only kol zaman there's water there. So when the water goes away, there's no heter. So if it belongs to a yochid, a private person, we're afraid it'll dry up and he won't realize it, and it'll still come to metalto there, therefore it's aser. Mashenkin, if the bor belongs to a rabbin, to a lot of people, then the people will remind you, lo yitzuya dries up, one person will remind the next person. That's what Rabbi Kiva holds, for a bor that belongs to a rabbin, you have the heter of pasei brois. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says no. Ein oisin pasin, you're not allowed to have, you don't have the heter to use these mechitzas of pasin, elo leber harabim, buvad, only to a live running water, a well water, and plus it has to belong to rabin. There's two things you have to have, a be'er and it belongs to a rabin. Ulishar, mashenken, any other type, a be'er that belongs to a yochid, or else a bor, is davka oisin chagura. You have to make, like Tosi says, it means a mechitza, or the way Rashi says, it means a hekif shachavolim. You also have to make even shvachra mechitzas, but it has to be a mechitza, that you have put strings within gimel tvachim one to the next, so you say lovid. But the kitza, you have to have a mechitza. Gavoya asar tvachim, it should be high, 10 tvachim. In other words, then you don't have the heter of the kula of pasi brois, you badavka have to use a mechitza. Here, Rashi says, boho rabin, I paski maya mit kriya dodi. That's why Rabbi Kiva is not there if it belongs to Rabin, because on the tzad, the water dries up on Shabbos, they'll remind you not to use these pasim, not to metalto there. Ber ha-yochid, nam yishori, dole paski maya. What about a ber that belongs to a yochid? Since that's a well water that doesn't dry up, that's why it's mutter. Now Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, no, dafka le ber ha-rabin, dikatate le ma-yusi. You need both milus, that it's a rabin, it belongs to a lot of people, and also it's a live running water that there's no chash to come to dry up on Shabbos. Chagru is a trashy hekesh shachavolim. You have to make a mechitza of strings going around. Zot the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Vipaskin l'chum.